Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Ali in Parsha's Noach. Let's Perek Tes Pasuk Gilchaz. And the Pasuk says, "Vayu b'nei Noach hayetz min ha-teva," and the sons of Noach that left the teva were Shem v'Cham v'Yefes. V'Cham hu avi Kenan, and Cham was the father of Kenan. Shloish el b'nei Noach. These three were the sons of Noach. Umeela nafsa kol arts, and from here was spread out into the entire land. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gilchaz. V'Cham hu avi Kenan. Rashi asks, "Lama hotzer chlemer Kenan? Why do we have to specifically tell us over here that he was the father of Kenan?" Lefisha Parsha Zuko Bab Shechus Hashanoach. Since this parsha is going to be talking about the Noach got drunk, Shekilko b'Cham, because Cham was disgraced through this, Val Yodin Skal Kenan, and because of that, Kenan was cursed. V'adayin l'kazov told us Cham, but we didn't talk about Cham yet. V'lo yadanu shekenan b'noy, and we didn't know that Kenan was his son. Fikachot shechloim erkan v'Cham huavi Kenan. That's what we have to say, that Cham was the father of Kenan. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, Vayachal Noach Ish Adama, Noach, the master of the land, debased himself, Vayita Karm, and he planted a vineyard. Let's see Rashi over here, Vayachal, also Atzmei Chulin, he made himself profane. Shailoi Lasik Tchilu B'Netia Acheretz, he should have planted something else. Why are you planting grapes? Ish Adama, Adoni Adama, the master of the land, Kamai Ish Na'ami. Vayita Karm, and he planted a vine, Kshenichas LaTeva, when he went into the Teva, Hechnas Imez Meiris, he brought grape shoots with him, Vichuri Te'enim, and young fig saplings with him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vayishman Ayam Vayishkar, and he drank from the wine, and he became drunk, Vayizgal Basai Chaloi, and he was revealed in his tent, meaning he was unclothed in his tent. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ahaloi, Ahalok Siv. It's written Ahala. Remez, this is a hint, La'asaras Shvatim, to the ten Shvatim, Shenikra Al-Shem Shemrin, they're called by Shemrin, Shenikras Ahala, Shagalwal Iske Yayin, they were actually exiled because of wine, Shemrin says, Hashayisin Mizrke Yayin. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vayar Cham Avi Kenan, and Cham, the father of Kenan, saw as Ervas Aviv, the nakedness of his father, Vayakel Shnei Echav Bachut, and he told his two brothers outside. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chaf Beis over here, Vayar Cham Avi Kenan. Why is that we have to mention that he's the father of Kenan? So Yeshmer B'Sinu Aymrim, some Chazal say, Kenan Rav Higid L'Aviv. It was Kenan that saw, and he told his father, V'kachuskar al-Davar v'Niskal. That's why he's mentioned over here, and he's cursed. V'yaris Ervas Aviv. Yesh Aymrim, some say, Sersoi, that he emasculated him. He took away his ability to have children. V'yesh Aymrim, some say, Rava'i, that he had relations with him. Back to Chumash Pasuch of Gimel. Svayikach Shem V'Yefes as Hasimla. Shem and Yefes, they took the blanket. V'yasim Lashchem Shneim, and they put it on their two shoulders. V'yelchu Acheranis, and they went backwards. V'yachasu as Ervas Aviyim, and they covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backwards, and they didn't see the erva of their father. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel. Vayikach Shem v'Yefes. It doesn't say that they took, ela vayikach, and he took. Limit al Shem. This teaches us about Shem, shenitz ametz b'mitzvah yersim Yefes, that he exerted more effort in this mitzvah than Yefes. Vayikach zachuban v'talos shel tzitzis. That's why his children were zeichet to the mitzvah of talos with tzitzis, specifically the children of Shem. V'Yefes zachul gvur labanov, and Yefes, he merited that his children, at the time of Gaig u'Magaig, they're going to be buried. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Etein Lugayg Mekayim Sham Kever. And V'Cham Shabizas Aviv, he debased his father, Naram Bazar, it said about his kids, Kain Yinag Melch Ashras Shvi Mitzrayim Ve'ez Galus Kush. So the king of Asher should lead the captives of Mitzrayim and the exiles of Kush, Na'armus Kainim, young and old, Arim V'Yachiv, tattered and barefoot, V'Chasufei Sheis, with their rear bared. Upanim Acheranis, and their faces were backwards. Lamanem Rapam Shnia, why does it have to say it again? It already says that they were going backwards, so why do we have to say that their faces were backwards? Muhammad teaches us, Shek Shikarvu Etzloy V'Hoshachul Havach Atzmal Chasoysoy, when they got near their father, and they had to turn themselves around so they could cover him, so then they turned their faces around again so that they didn't see him. Back to Chumash Pasuch of Dan, Vayiketz Noach Miyenoi, Noach awoke from his wine, Vayeda Es Asher Asa Loi B'nai HaKatan, and he knew what his son did to him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuch of Dan, B'nai HaKatan. Why specifically use this word Katan? So it's actually telling us, HaPasul, that he was defective, HaBazoi, and disgraceful. K'mai Hine Katan Yisaticha Bagayim, Bazoi. Back to Chumash Pasuch of Hei, Vayomer, and he said, Aru Kenan, Kenan is cursed. Eved Avadim Yeh Le'echav, he's going to be a slave to slaves to his brother. Vayomer, and he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, blesses Hashem, the God of Shem, Vihi Kenan Eved Lamai, and Kenan shall be a slave to them. Yafdal Kim Yefes, Hashem shall expand or extend Yefes, Vishkain Ba'alei Shem, and dwell in the taints of Shem, Vihi Kenan Eved Lamai, and Kenan should be a slave to them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Hei. Ar Kenan, Kenan is cursed. Atog Aramto Li Shaloi Elid Ben Revi Achel Shem Sheni, you caused that I shouldn't have a fourth son that can serve me, Ar Ben Chervi, so your fourth son is cursed. Lias Meshamash Hazarim Shal Elu Hagdem, to be the servant of the descendants of these older ones, Shehut Aleim Tayr Chavdasi Me'ata, now upon whom the trouble of my work is on. Umar Racham Shesersoi, why is it the Cham decided to make it that he can't have any more children? Amal Hem Le'achav, he told his brothers, Adam Arishan Shnei Banam Hayulai, Adam Arishan, he had two children, Vahar Gzazeb Shul Yerushas Ailam, and one killed the other because of the Yerusha of the world. They were arguing about how to divide up the world. Vavinu Yeshla Yimel Banim, our father has three kids, Vaidenu Vakesh Ben Revi, and he still wants to have a fourth son, so that's why he made it that he can't have any more children. Pasuk Chavav and Rashi, Baruch Hashem lekeshem. Why is Hashem blessed? She'asud lishmar avtuchaso lezarei, for he's destined to keep his promise to his offspring. Lasis lahem asaretz Canaan, to give them the land of Canaan. Vihi lohem Canaan lemas oved, and Canaan is going to be a slave to them. Pasuk of Zayin and Rashi, yafta lekim liyafes. Meturgam Targum translates this as yafta yarchiv, to expand. Vishgan baal lesheim yashra shchinasa biyisrael. He should dwell his shchina in Klai Yisrael. Umedrich chachamim and Chazal say afal pi sheyafta lekim liyafes. Even though Hashem did expand Yafes, Shabana Kairash, Shayim Ne Yafes, by his Shani, the Kairash, he was from the sons of Yafes, he built the second base of Mikdash, Lashar Sabah Shechina, the Shechina didn't rest in that second base of Mikdash. Vechon Sharsa, so where did it rest? But Mikdash Rishon, Shabana Shlomim, the first base of Mikdash that Shlomim built, Shayim Ne Shem, he was from Shem. Vehi Kanan Eved, Af Mishiglu B'nei Shem, even when B'nei Shem, even when the Yidden are sent into Galus, Nimach Lehem Avonim Ne Kanan, slaves from Kanan are going to be sold to them. Back to Chomish Pasuchav Chaz, Vahechi Noach Achra Mabel, and Noach lived after the Mabel, Shlosh Meis Shana, Mechamishim Shana, 350 years. By he koy me noach, and all the days of noach teshama shana v'chamishim shana, 950 years. Vayomais, and he died. The Eilat told us bnei noach, and these are the generations of the sons of noach. Shem Cham v'Yafes v'yavoldu lehem banim achar marble, and they had many children after the marble. Bnei Yafes, who were his children, Gaimer Magag u'Madai v'Yavin v'Suval u'Meshech v'Siras, and bnei Gaimer, the sons of Gaimer, were Ashkenaz v'Rifas v'Soygar Ma, and bnei Yavin were Elisha v'Sarshesh, Kitim v'Daidanim, and me'ela nifredu iye hagayim bartzaisam. From these, the islands of the nations were separated in their lands, Ishlo Shina, each man to his language, Lemishbachaisam, by their families, Bigayehem, in their nations. Ubnei Cham, and the sons of Cham, were Cush, Umitzraim, Ufutu, Canaan. Ubnei Cush were Siva, Vachavila, Vesafta, Varama, Vesaftacha. Ubnei Rama were Shiva, Udidan. And Vachush Yalad as Nimrod, he had Nimrod, who Hecheliaz Gibor Baaretz, he had begun to be a powerful man in the land. Hu Haya Gibor Tzai Lefne Hashem, he was a mighty hunter in front of Hashem. Al Ken Yomar, therefore it said, Ken Nimrod, just like Nimrod, Gibor Tzai Lefne Hashem, mighty at trapping in front of Hashem. But he reshes mamlachto Bavel, and the beginning of his melucha, of his kingdom, was Bavel, ve'erech v'achad v'chalnei be'eretz shinar. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Ches. Leah is Gibor. He was powerful in front of Hashem. What does it mean he was powerful? Lahamrid kol olam al karsh baruch hu. He made the whole world rebel against Hashem, batzaz dar haflaga, with the whole Eitzah and the whole plan of the dar haflaga, which we're going to learn about in the next Aliyah. Pasuk Tesin Rashi, he was a Gibor Tzayid. What does it mean he was a mighty trapper? Tzad daitan shalbrias befiv. He would trap people's thought processes with his mouth, umatan limrad b'makim, and he would lead them off to rebel against Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, mischavin laknite alpanov, he deliberately tried to get Hashem angry. And the pasuk had said, al ken ye'amar, therefore it said, what does that mean, it is said? It said about what? It said, al kol adam, about anyone who's marshia ba'asas panim, that's brazenly wicked, yedei ribanim mischavin limrad b'ay, he knows who Hashem is and he has intent to rebel against him, ye'amar, it said about that person, zek ken nimrod, this person is like Nimrod, gibor tzayid. Bat chomish pasuk yod aleph, min ha'aretz ahi yatza Ashur, from that land Ashur went out, v'yivenes Ninveh v'sruchavis ir v'skalach, and he built Ninveh and Ruchavis ir and Kalach. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Min ha'aretz, from the land, kivin sh'ra'a Ashur as ban of Shemel and Nimrod, umardu makim levnais ha'migdol, since Ashur saw his kids were listening to him, Nimrod, and they started rebelling against Hashem to build the tower, yatzim b'taycham, so he left from them. Back to Chomash Pasuk Yud Beis, and he continued building. V'es resen bein Ninveh u'ben Kalach, it was between Ninveh and Kalach, hi ha'ir ha'gdol, that's the great city, u'mitzrayim yalad, and Mitzrayim gave birth to es ludim, es anamim, es lohavim, es naftuchim, and es pasrusim, es kasluchim, asher yatzim Misham plishtim as kaftirim, the plishtim came from there, and the kaftirim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yudalad, pasruchim as kasluchim asher yatzu misham plishtim, mishneim yatzu, the plishtim came from the pasruchim kasluchim, shayu pasruchim kasluchim achlifim mishkav nishaseim elu leelu, they would actually exchange wives, viyatzu mehem plishtim, and plishtim came from there. Back to Chomash Pasuk Tezvav, u kanan yalad as tzidon b'chayri v'scheis, kanan gave birth to tzidon, his firstborn, and cheis, v'es ha'yivusi, v'es ha'amir, v'es ha'girgashi, v'es ha'chivi, v'es ha'arki, v'es ha'sini, v'es ha'arvadi, v'es ha'tzmari, v'es ha'chamari, and afterwards, meaning from here, it was spread out, Mishpachas HaKanani, all these families of the Kanani, Vahigvul HaKanani, and the border of Kanani was Mitzidon, from Tzidon, Bayacha Grara Ad Aza, reaching all the way until Grara, until Aza, Bayacha Sedaima V'Amayra V'Ad Mutzvayim Ad Lasha, all the way until here. And Eile B'nei Cham, these are the children of Cham, L'Mishpachasim L'Shanaisam, to their families and their language, Bartzoisam, and their land, Begoyeim, and their nations. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasach Chav, L'Shanaisam Bartzoisam, Afal Pishanech L'Shanais Baratzis, even though they were divided into many different languages and lands, Kulam b'nei Chamhem, it was all the children of Cham. Back to Chomash Chaf Aleph, Ulashem Yulad Gamhu, and Shem also had children, Avi Kol b'nei Ever, the ancestor of all those who lived on the other side, Achi Yafes HaGadol, the brother of Yafes, who was older, b'nei Shem, the sons of Shem, were Elam v'Ashur v'Arpachshad v'Lud v'Aram, and b'nei Aram, the children of Aram, were Utz v'Chul v'Geser v'Mash, and v'Arpachshad Yalad as Shalach, he had Shalach, v'Shalach Yalad as Ever, he had Ever, Ula Ever Yulad Shnei Banim, Ever had two children, Shemo Echad Peleg, the name of one was Peleg, meaning Ever named him Peleg. Why is that? Kibayam of Niflga Arts, because in his his days, the land was divided, and Meshem Achiv Yaktan, and the name of his brother was Yaktan. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Hey Niflaga Nisbalbalu Halashinas. All the languages were mixed up. Vinafaitu Menabika, and they were scattered from the valley. Vinispalgu Bechala Olam, and they were divided and scattered throughout the land. Lamanu, this teaches us, Shaya Aver Navi. Aver was a Navi. Shakar Shem Benoel Shem Asid. He called his son based off of something that would happen in the future. Later on, the land is going to be divided, so therefore he called him Peleg. Let's go to next Rashi. Yaktan, he also was called such based off of Ruach HaKadosh, based off of the Nevuah, Shahaya Anuv Makten Atzmai. He was an Anuv and he made himself small. Lekach Zachal Hamid Chomesh Pachas Halalu. That's why he merited to have all these families, and we see that he had many children. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Chavav, V'yaktan Yalad, who did Yaktan have? Es Almaydid Ves Shalaf, Ves Chatzar Maves Ves Yarach, Ves Hadarim Ves Uzal Ves Dikla, Ves Oival Ves Avimoil Ves Shiva, Ves Oifir Ves Chavila Ves Yoivav, Kol Eile B'nei Yaktan, all these were the children of Yaktan. V'yimai Shavim Mesha, and they dwelled from Mesha, Bayacha Sephara, reaching all the way till Sephara, Har Kedem, in the mountain of the east. Eile B'nei Shem, these are the children of Shem, L'mishpachaisim L'shanoisim, to their families and their languages, V'artsoisim L'gayehem, in their lands, according to their nations, Eile Mishpachais B'nei Noach L'soldaisim L'gayehem, these are the families of the children of Noach, according to their generations, in their nations, May Eile Nifridu Hagayim Ba'arts Achar Mabel, and from these, spread out all the different nations across the earth after the Mabel. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the last Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.